We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So glad to have you guys with us today. Wow, do we have a lot to get through. And I want to first, I got to say thank you to our good buddy Matt Schlapp over at American Conservative Union. He and his wife, the lovely Mercedes, they put on one heck of a CPAC in Dallas, Texas. So great to meet so many of our awesome listeners down there. Got to shake a few hands, got a couple of hugs, and we had a great time. And I'll go into more detail about what we did down in Texas. It was really a fast trip, literally flying down there, doing the event, and then coming right back. But it was, I think it was a spectacular weekend. President Trump won the straw poll, the CPAC straw poll, hands down. It was a blowout. And if we were to have the election today, I think Donald John Trump would be the next president of these great United States. No doubt about it. People are fired up. People are ready to do something. And I'm excited about that. And if you are not fired up after what happened over the weekend in Washington, D.C., then I don't know what's wrong with you. So look, while you were in church doing the Lord's work Sunday, the Democrats on Capitol Hill were doing the devil's work, passing what is, I mean, this is, it's unbelievable. They're saying this is all going to reduce inflation. It's not. It's going to blow up the economy. And folks, if we're not careful, we could be talking about something worse than a recession here. So anyway, $700 billion in new taxes, $400 billion in new spending. We're sending a lot more money over to Ukraine. But the bigger concern I have is tucked away in the legislation where, and it's going to pass the House of Representatives. Biden's going to sign it into law. There's just no way around that. But anyway, we've got Ted Cruz out there. And Ted Cruz was sounding the alarm. Ted Cruz was warning us that this, in fact, was a danger to law-abiding middle-class small business owners of America. So the IRS, as far as we can tell, they're going to be given permission to hire 87,000 new agents. That's going to double the size of the IRS. And what do you think they're going to be doing here, folks? They're going to be coming after you and me. They're going to be coming. That's why they wanted access to our bank accounts. They want to come after you, the law-abiding, hard-working taxpayers of America. Now, again, 87,000 IRS agents, they're going to double the size of the IRS. By the time they get finished, they're going to be larger. Now, you listen to this. We're going to put this in perspective for you. 87,000 additional agents makes the IRS larger than the State Department, the Pentagon, the FBI, and Border Patrol combined. So what does that tell you about the direction of this administration? It tells me that they're declaring war on their political enemies. That's what this is all about. And we have seen this playbook before. Some of you are out there, where have I heard this before? I know I've heard this before, Todd. Yes, you have. because this comes right out of the playbook of Barack Hussein Obama, who I believe is actually running this administration from some beach location. So back during the Obama years, and you got to jump into the Todd Stearns radio show Time Machine, go back to the early days of the Obama administration. You had the Tea Party rising up. Remember that? The Tea Party rose up. You had this grassroots effort to try and defeat the Obamacare law. And Obama summoned Lois Lerner to the White House and told her to go after all of these Tea Party groups to start investigating these people. And they did. Barack Obama was the first president to weaponize the Internal Revenue Service. I was working at Fox News Channel at the time. I had switched over by then. I had switched over and I was a commentator. So they were paying me for my opinion at Fox. And one day I get a letter from the Internal Revenue Service and they said, you are going to be audited. First time in my life that I had faced an Internal Revenue Service audit. And the next year, I got another audit. And so I went to the folks, the powers that be at Fox News, and I said, hey, look, you know, what's going on here? Can you guys help me out? Because when you get audited, what do you have to do? Well, you have to go out and hire an accountant, got to get yourself an attorney. You don't want to be facing off against the IRS by yourself. So you're forking over a lot of money to try and work all of this out. And so I asked Fox, what's going on here? And they said, get in line, pal. They're coming after all of us. So not only were they going after the Tea Party groups, they were also going after conservative journalists. During the Obama years, I was audited three times. Cleared every single time. But it cost me time. It cost me effort. It cost me money. It cost me aggravation. And that's what they wanted. It was a message. You keep writing nasty stuff about us, we're coming after you. And we got the power to do it, and you can't do anything about it. So, yeah, you ought to be concerned about this. All you moms out there, you sell Tupperware on the side, yeah, they're coming after that money. All you little kids out there, you got your little lemonade stands. It's hot. It's summertime. You want to do the all-American thing, have a little lemonade stand in front. They're coming after you. Do not be surprised if a 10-year-old gets audited by the Biden administration. You heard it here first. These people are ruthless, just ruthless. So anyway, it wasn't just the Tea Party, and it wasn't just conservative journalists, but they went after Christians. So during all of this time, you might remember this, there was, and we've got the story up on our website, there was an effort to legalize same-sex marriage. And so there was a huge battle going on, and you had all these conservative Christian groups. And you know them, Dr. James Dobson, for example, Billy Graham and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and they had taken out these full-page ads telling people to stand firm on the biblical definition of marriage. Well, guess what? There's a knock on the front door at Billy Graham Evangelistic Association HQ in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's the IRS. And they said they were going to audit the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, all of these groups out there were targeted by the Obama administration. It was horrible. Horrible. And you think the mainstream media covered this? No, of course not. Could you imagine the outrage if Donald Trump would have turned the IRS loose on the Human Rights Campaign and Planned Parenthood and Media Matters? There would have been a firestorm. You would have had millions of people marching and outrage and indignation in the streets of Washington, D.C. But nobody covered this story. Nobody cared that Christians were being attacked. Nobody cared that Christians were being hauled into court. And by the way, turns out Billy Graham, they did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong at all. Nobody did. They wanted us to suffer. Obama was sending a message. You mess with us, we mess with you. And they've got the power to do it. And now they're going to have even more power. What we ought to be concerned about is why the Internal Revenue Service needs weapons. They basically have a militia. The Internal Revenue Service has its own militia. What do you think that's all about? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. It was one of the most horrible things I ever had to go through. Three IRS audits during the Obama administration. Never happened during Bush, never happened during Trump. So far, knock on the anchor desk, it hasn't happened during the Biden years. But I'm not holding my breath on that one. It's just the price we have to pay for getting out there and doing the right thing. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You may know someone who never makes sense.
The significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
When everything they say makes you scratch your head.
We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together.
They could be perplexing.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. We are doing it.
Perplexia is not necessarily life-threatening unless that person holds significant power in an executive position.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia.
So before you assume someone's been smoking too much weed, remember, it could be much worse. She could be perplexic.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to...
This message brought to you by the Perplexia Foundation, making up useful excuses for the incredibly stupid since 1973.
I'm not finished.
Are you looking for a movie that celebrates the gift of life? Well, get ready for Lifemark, the new movie from the Kendrick Brothers and Kirk Cameron, opening in theaters everywhere September 9th. In Lifemark, David's comfortable world is turned upside down when his birth mother unexpectedly reaches out to him, longing to meet the 18-year-old son she's only held once. With the encouragement of his adopted parents, David embarks on a life-altering journey of discovery that leads to a staggering truth from his past. Inspired by a true story, Lifemark is a powerful reminder that one decision, one choice, can impact so much more than one life. Lifemark is pro-family, pro-love, pro-forgiveness, pro-reconciliation, and pro-new beginnings. So if you are too, make your plans to see Lifemark. See Lifemark in theaters nationwide beginning September 9th. And learn more about Lifemark and get your tickets today at LifemarkMovie.com. That's LifemarkMovie.com. This word just coming in from Washington. The United States is going to send $4.5 billion more to Ukraine. So what is that, $13 billion that we're... It just never ends, ladies and gentlemen. It never ends. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And I know there are a lot of you folks out there in our audience, and you love Ukraine, and you say, Todd, we ought to be spending more money defending Ukraine. As a matter of fact, Todd, we think that American people should have to suffer so the Ukrainians can beat the Russians. There are people in this audience who feel that way. I am not one of those people. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of corruption is going on. There was a report over the weekend, only 30% of the money we are sending is actually going to the front lines of the war. So what's the other 70% going to? Is that money being used to send the Hollywood prime minister of Ukraine over to the movie premieres? Are we using that money to fly in all the Hollywood celebrities and do the Annie Leibovitz photo shoot for Vogue magazine or Vanity Fair or whatever the heck they're getting a picture from? What is the money being used for? Here's what I say. No more money. You want to fight the Russians? You want to have a war? Fight it yourself. But no more. We've got an open border, ladies and gentlemen. We've got problems in this country. We don't have enough money to do a lot of stuff. So why are we spending another $4.5 billion to take care of the Ukrainians? We feed them, we house them, we clothe them, we give them guns, we secure their border, and yet this same administration is trying to take away our guns, and they've opened our border. 844-747-8868. Should we now pull the plug on the funding? If nothing else, I'd like an itemized list. I'd like to know what exactly we're spending all the money on. Where's that money going? Here's Senator Ted Cruz over the weekend.
Madam President, there are a lot of bad things in this bill, but few are worse than the proposal by Democrats in this bill to double the size of the IRS and create 87,000 new IRS agents. I guarantee you citizens in every one of our states, if you ask them what do they want, they don't want 87,000 new IRS agents. And they're not being created to audit billionaires or giant corporations. They're being created to audit you. The House Ways and Means Committee, the minority, has put out an estimate that under this bill, there will be 1.2 million new audits per year, with over 700,000 of those new audits falling on taxpayers making $75,000 or less. I believe personally we should abolish the IRS, but at a minimum we shouldn't make the IRS larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol all combined. That's what the Democrats are proposing here. It is a terrible idea. If you don't want 87,000 new IRS agents, vote yes.
Good for you, Senator Cruz. Unfortunately, elections have consequences, and the Republicans, they just didn't have the votes. They don't have the votes in the House of Representatives. So we're about to get 87,000 more IRS agents, and they're coming after all of us. That's who they're coming after. They're coming after you, conservatives. They're coming after you, Christians. That's what's going to happen. Oh, by the way, I've got to give you guys an update here. And by the way, thanks to our good friend Steve Gill for doing a terrific job filling in on Friday's show. We had a big election here, and this should be a warning to every one of you across America. Do not take anything for granted. The Republicans pretty much got wiped off the face of the earth here in Memphis, Tennessee. It was a bloodbath. Never seen anything like it. But what I was really more disgusted with, and aside from the fact that we now have a George Soros district attorney, who, by the way, just announced over the weekend his first priority, he's going after bail reform, and he's going to go after how we handle juveniles committing crimes in this city. The word is that this guy wants to raise the age of juvenile crimes to 25 years old. And look, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, provided you're going to raise the age for everything else people are allowed to do at the age of 18 to 25. So you can't vote till you're 25, can't drive a car till you're 25. Just go down the list. I mean, if you're telling me that a person's mind, and that's the whole thing, they're using this scientific study that says brains are not fully evolved until someone turns 25, fine, then let's just go the distance with that. But the Republicans beat themselves here in Memphis, and I'm going to tell you why. They ran away from the policies of Donald Trump. They ran away from Donald Trump, and that is a losing proposition. You say, Todd, how can you say that? Because they lost. As a matter of fact, the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, you know he was in town on election day? You know what he was doing? He was not helping Republicans who were campaigning for their lives. You know what he was doing? The governor came to Memphis from Nashville so he could be filmed for a Fox News puff piece. Basically, the governor of Tennessee, the Republican governor of Tennessee, was telling all the Republicans whose lives were on the line, up yours. I can't be bothered because Fox News is doing a glamour piece on me. It's pretty shameful. Ron DeSantis would have not have done that. But then again, Bill Lee, yeah, he's no Ron DeSantis. I'll tell you that much. Unbelievable. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Todd, I'm not hearing enough from the Republicans on what they're going to do about the Democrats weaponizing the IRS. If they gain back the House and the Senate, are they going to reverse this?
All right, that's a great question from Ricky from Arkansas, who, by the way, left us that shout-out on our all-new app. And if you listen to us on the app, you can go right now and you can leave us a shout out and we'll play it back on the air just like we did with Ricky. You say, Todd, how can I get the app? All you have to do is go to toddstearns.com, click on our live show blog, and you'll see a link there. It's free of charge. It takes like 30 seconds to download, and you'll be able to listen to this program and lots of other conservative talk shows, thanks to our good friends at our flagship station, KWAM. Ricky raised a great point, though. Why aren't the Republicans, aside from Ted Cruz, Kevin McCarthy, got to give him credit? But, folks, when the Republicans retake – let me rephrase that. If the Republicans retake the House of Representatives, they're going to have to address this. If the Republicans retake the Senate, they're going to have to address this. They're going to have to go in and gut all of this. That's what they're going to have to do. And we're going to have to demand it. Otherwise, we're going to be audited till the cows come home, ladies and gentlemen. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're very happy to have you with us today. Just remember, they audited Billy Graham. I'm telling you, these Democrats are doing the devil's work. Well, they're devils, but they're doing Satan's work. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio from Carrie Lake. She was at CPAC, and she nailed it. It was a great speech. Here's Carrie Lake.
We drove a stake through the heart of the McCain machine.
Now, she's giving a visual aid of what that looked like, which is why the crowd just went bonkers. It was a fine speech, but a lot of people are upset because they said she is alienating all of those establishment Republicans who she will need to vote for her in the general election. And it's a fair point. So I want to talk about this for a moment. And because Meghan McCain got triggered, and Meghan McCain was so triggered that she blocked yours truly. And we've got the story up on our website. It's a pretty funny story, and I'll try my best to work through all of this. But Meghan McCain is a very mean, very unhappy, very mean-spirited person. And I knew this working. I didn't work directly with her at Fox, but I heard the stories. She's not a very pleasant person. And that comes across on TV. You saw that. Remember when she was on, The View with the squawking magpies? Yeah, she's not a very sympathetic character. And the reason why is, what has she done? Aside from being the offspring of the late Senator John McCain, what has she done? I don't think she's done that much. She got married to Ben Domenech, who is the founder of the Federalist or one of those conservative things. And I got a lot of blowback because I called her in my piece, Grace Baker. I called her Mrs. Domenech. I didn't call her Meghan McCain. I was just trying to be polite and cordial.
Oof.
Mrs. Domenech. So anyway, you have Carrie Lake, and she's out there saying that she put a stake through the heart of the McCain machine. What is she talking about there? Well, she's talking about the establishment. She's talking about these establishment Republicans who hate conservatives, and every time they get elected, they turn their backs on conservatives. But they embrace conservatives during the election cycle because the establishment guys can't get elected without our votes. That's what Carrie Lake was trying to say. Now, Meghan McCain was very upset about all of this, and she pitched a hissy fit. And I'm going to explain why she blocked me in just a moment. So look, you can have, it's a fair argument to say, okay, should Carrie Lake really attack the establishment like that? That's a fair question. Just like what last week in the lead up to the Arizona race, I was pointing out to everybody, and I caught a lot of holy you-know-what over this, but I pointed out that Carrie Lake's opponent was not a far leftist, but in fact, Karen Taylor Robeson was a longtime conservative Republican who raised millions of dollars for Donald Trump, who invited Don Trump Jr. and hosted an event for Don Trump Jr. and hosted an event for Laura Trump. And there are people out there saying, well, she's a rhino. No, she's not a rhino. Rhinos don't raise millions of dollars for Donald Trump. Don't be stupid. Don't buy into the hullabaloo. And there's a lot of hullabaloo going on both sides of the aisle right now. Now, you can say, well, I think Carrie Lake is more conservative. Fine. You can have that argument. But to turn around and say, well, Karen Taylor Robeson is a liberal is just, it's a lie. It's just a lie. Anyway, if Carrie Lake, so if Mrs. Domenech, Meghan McCain, wanted to make that argument that was a bad thing to do, that was fine. But she didn't stop there. She went on. And so here's Mrs. Domenech. I want to read to you what she wrote on her Twitter account. Hell of a strategy to win over the majority voting. Hell of a strategy to win over the majority voting bloc of Arizona independents in a general election. Now, if she would have stopped there, that would have been fine. It was a valid point. She's talking about we've got to unite the Republicans in Arizona, right? All right, then she turns around and she does exactly what she's accusing Carrie Lake of doing. Here's what Mrs. Domenech Meghan McCain said. I know she thinks she's governor already, but you have to win over more people than just CPAC, MAGA Neanderthals to actually win a general election. So Mrs. Domenech pulled Hillary Clinton, you know, the basket of irredeemable deplorables. And she calls all of you people out there, all you conservatives, MAGA Neanderthals. Now, I just want to say something. It's offensive that she would call people like you and me those kinds of words. But I'm not surprised. Because she's a nasty person. Her father was a nasty man. Yes, I know we're not talking about his wartime service. We're talking about his political service. I honor everyone who serves in our military. But that doesn't give John McCain a pass for all of the things he said and did to hurt conservatives. And so I pointed out she was talking about strategy. And I just asked Meghan McCain, what was her strategy? What was her daddy's strategy when he betrayed Republicans and conservatives on the Obamacare repeal? And she blocked me. She didn't even have the guts. She didn't have the courage to even answer the question. It wasn't a mean question. It wasn't like I was calling her a nasty so-and-so. I was just asking a legitimate question. What was your daddy's strategy when he betrayed all the conservatives? You see, I contend that John McCain and Mitt Romney have done more to harm the Republican Party than anybody else in recent memory. Well, what about Donald Trump? He won. Well, what about Mitt Romney? He lost. Oh, okay. Well, what about John McCain? He lost too. Oh, I see your point. Not trying to be mean, I'm just pointing out the facts here, folks. That when they put up these wishy-washy establishment types that have no backbone, we lose. And we lose big. As a matter of fact, I think John McCain wanted Barack Obama to win that election. John McCain, her daddy, was the one who hated evangelical Christians, called them agents of intolerance. That's what he called them. Now, I contend that the McCain team is left-wing. And people always, they get riled up when I say that. But I have proof. And I don't need a lot of proof, but I've got just enough. Because we all know what McCain's people did to Sarah Palin. She was putting lipstick on the pit bull or whatever. And you know what was happening while that was going on? They were stabbing her in the back. And by the way, those agents of intolerance, those evangelicals, had it not been for Sarah Palin, John McCain would have gone down in the history books as having the greatest landslide loss in modern political presidential history. By the way, Walter Mondale holds that distinction. But thanks to Sarah Palin, it's not John McCain. Now, I know all of you establishment folks out there just got your Brooks Brothers chinos in a twist over all of this, but the facts remain. John McCain was a conservative. How dare you? Oh, really? Well, why would he hire a leftist like Steve Schmidt to run his campaign? Steve Schmidt, the founding member of the Lincoln Project, a former McCain campaign manager, also a political analyst for MSDNC. That's Exhibit A. Let's talk about Exhibit B. Nicole Wallace, a former senior campaign advisor. She was the one who handled Sarah Palin. She was the one responsible for literally bludgeoning Palin in the back with a political knife. And what is she doing now? She's one of the lady hosts on MSDNC. But the real reason she blocked me is because, you see, we have a mind like a steel trap here at the Todd Stearns radio program, ladies. We don't forget anything here. And that's why she blocked me. You see, Mrs. Domenech, she blocked me because I reminded the nation about her daddy's most egregious sin when he betrayed every single one of us. He had the power in his hands to kill Obamacare. And while the cameras were rolling on C-SPAN, what did he do? He looked up at that C-SPAN camera and he put his hand in the air with his thumb exposed. And then he did the big thumbs down, a big blank you to America. That's what he did. All I was doing was asking Mrs. Domenech to explain her daddy's political strategy. But you see, this is what the establishment thinks about all of us. You vote for Donald Trump, you're an irredeemable deplorable. You vote for Donald Trump, you're a Neanderthal. Yeah, and you vote for John McCain, you vote for Mitt Romney, you vote for Jeb Bush, you're a loser. Now, would you rather be a Neanderthal or a loser? I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be a fight. If you think it's a shoe-in that the Republicans are going to take back the House and the Senate, you better think again. We're going to have to work our butts off because there are people like Mrs. Ben Domenech, Meghan McCain, who will fight you tooth and nail. They would rather blow up. This is like Liz Cheney, who, by the way, is now going after Ron DeSantis and says that Ron DeSantis is a danger to the nation. Could someone explain how Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the man who is standing up and defending our freedoms, could somebody explain how that makes him a danger to America? It doesn't. Ron DeSantis is a danger to the establishment Republicans. And they're going to try. They're going to try to destroy the Republican Party. That's what's going on here, folks. Do not be naive. This is not going to be a cakewalk. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844 747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
All right, folks, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. Let's start in Arkansas. James hanging out with us on KWAM. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
Well, I can tell you why Ron DeSantis is considered a threat. The reason he's considered a threat is because he's not one of the go-along-to-get-along Republicans. And that's the problem with the whole Republican Party as it stands right now. You probably don't remember, I called in the other day and I told you the only fix for this was going to be is the American people to send in 537 pink slips. Basically, get rid of everybody that's there now, because the Republicans, and I mean every last one of them in Washington, D.C. right now, I guarantee you, it's just like I told a friend of mine years ago. Now, when the cameras are on, they'll talk a good game, but when the cameras go off, they slap each other on the back and say, let's go get a drink. And I firmly believe that about every Republican up there. I believe it so much that Tom Cotton and French Hill and John Bozeman, none of the Republicans in Arkansas right now will ever get my vote again. Now, they'll get up there and give flowery speeches and talk about how they're going to do this and how they believe that. But you know what? What are they doing about it? When they get in power, as they had in the past, what do? Nothing. They don't do any of the promises they told us they would do. They don't do anything to help the American people. And I sent them a letter the other day, Tom Cotton, and I told him, I said, you know what? I'm tired of you worrying about what people think about you. I'm tired of you worrying about your place in history and how that goes down. You are up there to represent the people of Arkansas and America. Stop worrying about what everybody might think of you and say about you, and do your job.
James, look, well said. I mean, that, look, there are many, many people across this country who feel exactly the way you do. And this is the problem they have not only with Ron DeSantis, that was the problem they have with Donald Trump, because Trump was coming in there and he was blowing up the pork projects of a lot of those Republicans, too. You're right. It's everybody. And maybe that is the answer. Maybe it's, you know what? Just clean house, get people in there who will actually do what they say they're going to do. James, great call. Well, thank you for that. Let's go to Maria, North Carolina, the talk station. All right, Maria, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Here's what's on my mind. To be a statesman requires having the courage of your convictions, even when they go against your party. So bouncing back to your comments on John McCain, I only have one question for his daughter or anybody else affiliated with his time in office. Did he, when he put his thumb down, was he doing what his constituents wanted? Not what the party wanted, not what you or I would want. Was he representing what his constituents wanted? Nothing else matters. His party does not matter. His constituents are the only thing that matters. So I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I do, Maria. I do know the answer. He promised that, and he campaigned on the promise that he was going to repeal Obamacare. So he lied to his constituents, and he lied to the American people. But more importantly, and to your point, Maria, he lied to the people that sent him to Washington.
And that's what matters. And I agree with the last caller. Term limits, and again, term limits for everybody. Every party, every time. It's just a corrupting nature.
All right, Maria. We got it. Maria, thanks for calling in. Got to take a break here. They're going to cut us off. 844-747-8868. Two callers in a row. We need term limits. What say you, America? We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour two underway. Coming up a little bit later, from the state of Kansas, Senator Roger Marshall. We'll be talking with them. And also our good friend Monica Crowley coming up in just a moment. But I want to take just a moment to share something with you. Of course, last week I was on the road speaking at CPAC and got some sad news. We told you about a week or so ago that one of our regular callers, Miss Janice from New Orleans, she's one of our regulars. She called in and she told us that her husband had a stroke and was at the hospital. And unfortunately, we have to share with you that Miss Janice's husband has passed away. And it's a big shock. She said he was 80 years old, I believe. And just as he was, she said he was up there on a ladder doing yard, all sorts of crazy stuff. He was very active. And what I did not know about her husband is that, and she really didn't like to talk about him a lot. And the reason why is because he was on the air in the New Orleans area, worked for WWL Radio, one of the great radio stations, and also WRNO. We just want you to, we want to pass that along to you because we're a great big family on this radio station, and it's a giant front porch we have every day, noon to 3 Eastern. And I know many of you will want to pray for Miss Janice. It's a very difficult time, and so we want her to know that we're thinking about her and the family as they go through these days together. So just remember her when you say your prayers at nighttime. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is the host of one of the most popular podcasts in America right now. You've got to check out the Monica Crowley podcast. All sorts of great guests, deep dives into some of the big issues of the day, and it's just a heck of a lot of fun. Monica Crowley. Monica, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd. It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
So over the weekend, we were all at CPAC. We were having a good time, fellowshipping, cheering on President Trump. While all that was going on, you had some pretty nefarious behavior happening up on Capitol Hill. What kind of dangers are we facing thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act?
Yeah, well, thank you for the question. And in fact, I just finished today's Monica Crowley podcast, which will be published later this afternoon. And I spend a good deal of time taking this all apart because one of the really important things that I think everybody needs to be aware of is that we are dealing with neo-Marxists, okay? These are neo-communists. I call them the Democrat communists because that's exactly what they are. And every single thing they do is in service of transforming the nation into a more neo-communist, neo-Marxist kind of model. The other thing you need to understand about them is that they are revolutionaries. These are not Democrats. They're not JFK or Bill Clinton Democrats. They are Marxist revolutionaries. Revolutionaries never rest. They never take a break. They never stop. They never go on vacation. So the Democrat communists on Capitol Hill this weekend spent a gorgeous August summer weekend ramming through an absolutely catastrophic bill, Todd, that is going to make things so much worse. If you think the economy is bad now, just wait. If you think inflation is bad now, just wait. They are now spending and taxing $1 trillion more on top of the nearly $7 trillion that they spent last year. They're pumping another $1 trillion down into the system in various ways. A lot of it is weighted toward climate, green energy boondoggles, and we've been down this road before with Solyndra. We know how this ends, but it doesn't matter to them. They're going to raise taxes on every single American. They are standing up now an army of about 90,000 new IRS agents. That number, Todd, just to put this into perspective, they can, with $80 billion, hire 87,000 new IRS auditors and agents. That number is more than the number of people working for the Department of Defense, Department of State, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. The $80 billion infusion into the IRS is something that a previous IRS commissioner went on the record just about a week or so ago saying, hey, I don't know what the IRS is going to do with $80 billion. That's way too much money. Well, not for them, because what we know is they're going to be auditing you and me. They're going to be auditing so many more Americans. In fact, a million more audits are estimated for those making under $200,000 a year. So not only are they going to be raising your taxes, they're going to be auditing you and putting the hyperinflation we're already experiencing on steroids.
And Monica, beyond that, they're spending billions of dollars on enforcement as well. I know Congressman Matt Gaetz had introduced an amendment that would have banned the IRS from purchasing ammo. But our understanding is that this is according to Forbes, they've already spent nearly $700,000 in ammo in the early part of this year. So what is the IRS doing with all of those weapons, and what are they going to be doing with all that ammo? That's what I'd like to know.
Right. That's an unanswered question. Why is the tax collection agency, one of the most fearsome agencies in the government, why are they gathering all kinds of ammunition and weapons? What do they need it for? Audits don't involve guns or bullets, at least not as far as I know.
So the Government Accountability Office, they've run the numbers here. Again, this is in the Forbes piece. According to their information, at the end of 2017, that's the earliest numbers they have, the IRS had nearly 5,000 guns and 5 million rounds of ammo in its weapons inventory. So this is... that in itself is disturbing. Monica, I agree with you. I think all of this is intentional. I think they want the economy to fail.
So for 8 years under Barack Obama, and Joe Biden was his vice president, so this is all just a continuation of what the Obamas did and what that administration was all about. For 8 years under Obama, I was saying exactly this all over Fox News, radio, in print, you name it, Todd. I was talking about how this was the intentional destruction of the country. And I got poo-pooed, and a lot of people laughed and dismissed me. And I stuck to my guns because I knew it to be true. You're dealing here with socialists. These are communists. They are affecting what Barack Obama once called the fundamental transformation of the nation. It's right there. They're telling you exactly what they believe and what they intend for the country. And we're fools if we don't pay attention. It's not like they're disguising this. And in this case with Joe Biden, any normal president would change tack, especially going into a midterm where it looks pretty bad for him and his party. But we've gotten none of that. He hasn't changed one iota. And that tells you that they are completely committed to this agenda. And the agenda is American destruction.
Monica Crowley is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. Monica, we're looking at these numbers. We're going to be taxed. I mean, $700 billion, $400 billion in new spending. What is this country going to look like, say, you know, by the end of the first term of the Biden administration?
Well, I think it is going to be, I mean, it's already catastrophic, and it's just going to be this catastrophe, but on steroids. This is a very, very dark moment for the country. I often use the analogy of termites, Todd. You know, if you're unfortunate enough to have termites in your home, you know that termites burrow away and eat away at the very foundation of the home. And the home looks fine to the naked eye. It looks like it's standing sturdy, until one day and the whole thing collapses. And what we have faced here is that these communists, really for many, many decades, starting in earnest in the 1950s, have burrowed in to the very foundations of our country. And they grab control over the major pillars like academia and education, the news media, our culture, movies, music, television, all of that stuff. And they have been eating away and chipping away for so many years that it feels like we are at the tipping point where the whole superstructure is about to collapse or is beginning to collapse on us. And that's why we need every patriotic American to understand what this is all about. This isn't just like a regular downturn or just a run-of-the-mill incompetent president who is also corrupt. This is something else entirely. This is an existential threat to all of us and to the country, the Constitution, and the American way of life. So we need all hands on deck to be pushing back, particularly with our elections. So that's number one going into November. Please get involved in your local communities. Volunteer to be poll watchers, vote counters, ballot observers. If you're an attorney, volunteer your time in your local district in case there are legal challenges. Be on site. It's no longer election day. It's election month. If we don't have integrity in our elections, we've got nothing. So that's number one. But we can't just put all of our eggs in our politics basket or hope that our leaders will do the right thing, because we know more often than not they don't. So we have to do what we can to try to change the culture. And that's why I applaud you, Todd, because you have spent your entire career really speaking to American culture and Western culture and how we need to turn it around, make it more faith-based, get people back to God and that sort of thing. That is absolutely critical.
Well, kind words. Thank you for that, Monica. And look, you have been the voice crying in the wilderness. And I remember we had these conversations back when I was at Fox News and Fox News Radio. You have been on this. You've seen this play out, and we're going to keep having you on the program because people need to prepare and they need to know what's coming down the path. Monica, we're going to leave it there. Folks, you got to check out Monica's incredible podcast. Monica, always appreciate you taking time to come on the show.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
All right, folks. It's a scary picture, but she's right. This is where things are going. We've got the opportunity to try and stop it in the midterm elections, but it is not going to be easy. We're going to have to fight tooth and nail. But to your point, to Monica's point, rather, do you believe this is part of a scheme by the progressives, by the Marxists, to destroy the economy and to usher in a new age of socialism in America? We're going to go to your phone calls, 844-747-8868. Do you agree with Monica Crowley that this is a critical moment in American history? 844-747-8868. You know, we talk about moments in time. Well, this is one of them, a moment for you to make a change in your wireless carrier. I've done it, and you should too. I got sick and tired of watching my hard-earned money going to support things like Planned Parenthood simply because I had AT&T. That's why I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. They are mobilizing for freedom across America. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate their money to organizations that fight for causes we care about. By the way, they had one of the largest exhibits over at CPAC, hosting so many of our great conservative friends. They make it super simple for our listeners to switch over. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Now get this, use my code, promo code Todd. They're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation. Again, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd. All right, listen up, all you folks in Wichita, Kansas. Todd Starnes coming to town. That's right, all you folks listening to us on KQAM, the Big Talker. We're going to be coming to town in October. We'll be giving you more details, but it's going to be a lot of fun and looking forward to meeting so many of our great listeners in Wichita, Kansas. All right, let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Alabama. Phil hanging out with us on the live stream. Hey, Phil, what's going on?
Hey, Todd Starnes and Monica Crowley have me fired up, Todd. because Monica is dead on. I mean, we're at a critical point in the our nation's history, Todd. I know you recognize this, and we have to become recruiters, I guess. You know, we go to CPAC, and I go to Trump rallies, and I'm an activist, so I go to all those places. But in Alabama, we had less than 15% people vote in the last runoff election. So I guess the danger is still not, people are still not aware of kind of what the danger, that, like Monica said, it's like termites, and everything looks fine, but it then hit the front door. 87,000 new IRS agents. I figured that, I calculated, that's 1,750, I think, per state. Man, they'll really be able to cover Alabama. They'll be at your front door. When are you going to wake up, people?
Phil, I'm not disagreeing with a single thing you're saying here. I mean, it's, you're absolutely right. We just had an election here in Tennessee, and it was a major election. We had a George Soros district attorney on the ballot, and they voted for the guy. He won in almost a landslide, but only, what, 20%, Grace Baker, roughly 20%, I think, of the registered voters bothered to go out on Election Day. I mean, it's sad, but this is where we are, Phil, and I think they know that. I think the Democrats know that. They were able to shut down the churches. They were able to shut down our businesses, and nobody said anything about it. Nobody did anything about it. We just surrendered.
We did. And I'll have to say, Tom, I'm a born-again Christian, a committed Christian activist. Where are our pastors? Oh, my word. You know, I mean, it just blows me away. I mean, we've got to become recruiters. We're Christian evangelists, but we got to start recruiting and making people aware of what is happening in our country. But we keep playing like everything's normal. Everything's going on normal. You know, we got all our football going now and, you know, everything else gone, but we don't realize.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, the same thing happening with the district attorneys is the same thing happening with the churches, where Soros was dumping a lot of money into some major church denominations, including the Southern Baptist, which I'm a member of.
Yep.
And this last election cycle, and what they've done is they've convinced all the evangelical mega churches that if they support Trump, that they're racist, that they're xenophobic, and these pastors, they've just clammed up. And I'll give you a great example.
They buy right into it, don't they?
Phil, here in Memphis, do you know that every majority black church in this area got engaged politically, and they were fighting tooth and nail in this election, but all of the big mega churches, they stood down and did nothing. So there you go. Elections have consequences. Yeah,
it's shame on them.
All right, Phil, you give us a call. I like the way you think. Thanks for listening to the program. 844-747-8868. Here's the deal, folks. We're coming up on a break, so hang tight. We got Connor in Boston, David in Arkansas, Robert in North Carolina. We've got a couple of lines open. And you know what? I would like to hear from some of you preachers out there. Where are the pastors? Why aren't pastors speaking up? 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. Hey, by the way, got to head over to the website. We have some great stories for you, including one we're going to talk about a little bit later. An 80-year-old grandma kicked out of the YMCA. And the reason why is going to blow your mind. We've got the story up on ToddStarnes.com. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back. Jesse's girl? It sounds like it. I don't know. Kyle? What? Kyle is shrugging his hands. All right. Hey, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones. North Carolina, WSIC, Robert on the line. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I was just thinking, if anybody's figured out the balance between what all those new agents would take in as opposed to what the government will pay them in salaries and benefits.
Well, you know what? I shudder to imagine. They're going to cover the cost, Robert. I got no doubt about that. They'll be coming after all of us.
But is it going to be worth it? Are they going to gain enough above the cost for the agents to actually make any kind of difference?
That is a great question, Robert. And you know what? We'll ask. We're gonna let you go, Robert, and because we need to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line to ask that question of Senator Roger Marshall, who joins us from the great state of Kansas. Senator, good to have you with us today.
Todd, it's fun to join you. I can't wait to do the show. This will be fun.
Well, a lot of people very alarmed at what happened over the weekend and we framed it this way, while people were going to church doing the good Lord's work, you had a bunch of Democrats doing the devil's work up on Capitol Hill. I want to get your reaction to what went down over the weekend.
Well, Todd, I think that's a pretty good summary. Of all the challenges and problems going on in the United States, tell me what from this bill was fixed. When I go home, people want to talk about the price of gas, of groceries, about the safety, security of their family, about labor issues. We don't have enough labor, supply chain disruptions. And I actually think this legislation makes all those worse. So I couldn't be more frustrated. You know, it just never ceases to amaze me. The DNA of Democrats is to raise your taxes and spend money. They think the solution to every problem is the government. And I go back to President Reagan saying, look, government's not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem.
Senator, when you look at, you know, doing a deep dive into all of this, Breitbart reporting that there will be taxes on fuel, taxes on small businesses, taxes on medicine, and a lot more. Is this accurate? What can we expect here?
Yeah, so yes, yes, and yes. So this is the inflationary part of raising taxes. A third of the energy and of inflation issue is because of energy. So they add taxes to fuel, and they actually take away some tax benefits that small drilling companies made. And I won't bore you with the details, but I was born and raised in the oil patch, and they are taking away some long-honored write-offs for like drilling costs, that type of thing. I do think that as we raise corporate taxes, those taxes are going to be passed on to the consumer. I think that when you raise corporate taxes, there's less money for reinvestment by the company, and eventually it's going to be less labor wages as well, and that's going to be more supply chain disruption. And as we know, when there's a lower supply, it's going to increase the price. So I think this is, again, this is absolutely an inflationary bill if you look at it from a common sense standpoint.
So why are they doing this? I mean, they know what happened to George H.W. Bush. Read my lips, no new taxes. I mean, the Biden administration can't be stupid. So my question is this intentional? Do you think they're trying to tank the economy?
I don't think they care about the economy. I think they're more concerned about a carbon footprint than they are the environment or the economy. When I ask this administration those types of questions, what is the economic impact of some of your policies? And their answer is, we don't care. We don't measure it, you know, just as long as the carbon footprint's going down. And by the way, I'm in favor of leaving this world cleaner, healthier, and safer than we found it. I just want to use a common sense approach to it. But I don't think that they understand economics 101. Again, they know how to spend money. That's all they think about. They wake up in the morning, they go to bed thinking, what can we spend money on? And then they make one decision that creates a crisis, and then they try to solve it with more of their inflationary spending, and it just is a domino, a compounding of errors.
Why, and we've gotten this question a lot over the past couple of days, Senator, why is the IRS stocking up on weapons and ammo? What do they need that for?
Oh, Todd, I have the same question. I don't have an answer. But I would point out that they doubled the number of IRS agents, doubled them, and that's going to disproportionately impact small businesses and small hardworking Americans. I guarantee you they're going to come after small businesses. A person that's making $50,000 to $80,000 a year to defend their IRS return is going to probably cost them $2,000 or $3,000. A small business is going to spend $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 defending that return. You know, net-net, I just don't see by the time they pay their IRS agents why they have all this increased staffing, how they're going to net any money from this. It just turns into another tax But I don't know why they're accumulating this weapon. That's very scary to me.
Well, it's scary to a lot of us. And I would love for someone to get to the bottom of that, especially if you guys are able to retake the Senate as well as the House in the fall. Folks, we have Senator Roger Marshall on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Kansas. Senator, when you're looking towards the midterms, how are things looking for the Republicans?
Well, I would bet a lot of money that we're going to have a significant change on the House side. Maybe we pick up 30 seats. I think the Senate is literally neck and neck right now. I think it's a coin flip. Anybody that thinks they know, I would not invest in any money with them at all. It's going to depend upon turnout, I think, come November. And I think as long as conservatives and independents show up and they're concerned about the economy, they're concerned about the safety and security of their family, this November election is going to be a referendum on Joe Biden and his policies. I'm very optimistic. But again, we're working against 90% of the national media who are throwing out lies and untruths out there.
Look, I'm with you, Senator, and we know they're going to do that, but we've got to get everybody out there. Everybody's got to go and do their part. They got to vote. Otherwise, we get what we voted for.
You're right. And if you think about even yesterday's horrible situation and this inflationary bill, this doesn't happen if Republicans, conservatives got out and voted in Georgia. We lost two Senate seats in Georgia, January 2021, that we should have never lost. If we have the gavel, this legislation never sees the light of day. It doesn't even get writ, let alone get a vote on it. If Republicans are in control, controlling the agenda, I can tell you, you cannot overstate how important it is, the person who gets to set the agenda. And that's going to come down to voter turnout and getting our message out. I think that those independents, those people that are in the middle, are much more concerned about the economy and the safety in their family than they were 2 years ago, and rightfully so. So I'm encouraged, but we've got work to do.
All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. Good stuff, as always. We really appreciate you coming on the program today.
All right, Todd. Thanks for giving us a voice. Have a great week.
Senator Roger Marshall, everybody, and a lot of our listeners in Wichita, Coffeyville, Kansas, big fans of that guy. Right there. Senator Marsha Blackburn posted something on her Twitter, and I've found this to be fascinating. Grace Baker, this is a trivia question.
Uh-oh.
Right out of the gate.
Oh, no.
Where are you more likely to be audited? In New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, or Grundy County, Tennessee?
I'm going to say Tennessee.
No, don't say that. Come on, say New York.
New York.
Wrong. It's Grundy County, Tennessee. You should have stayed with Grundy County.
Hey, pressure.
This is shocking.
That is shocking.
You are more likely to be audited in Grundy County, Tennessee than in Westchester County, New York, which is home of Hillary Rodham Clinton and a bunch of other multi-bazillionaires.
Well, you know why? All the liberals are there.
As a matter of fact, when you look at so the folks at ProPublica, which is one of the leftist places, they put together a map and they did a big study on where you are more likely to be audited in America. And what is shocking, it's not the liberal states, it's the conservative states.
That's not shocking.
And it's especially the southern states. So you folks in Mississippi, you guys are getting whacked.
Better watch out.
Georgia. And also Tennessee, and then most of the state of Texas. So, but the Deep South especially, looks like they're getting walloped. Hardly anybody in New York State is getting audited.
Not shocked.
Once again, proving that they're coming after the middle class, working class folks. That's who they're targeting with this.
Exactly.
Trump supporters. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's get to the phones here. Connor in Boston. Connor, good to have you with us. What's on your mind?
Well, Don, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm telling you, it's a pleasure to be on America's greatest radio show and America's greatest radio station as well. And I'm praying for Miss Janice and her husband right now.
Well, you're kind, Connor. You know, you're one of our regulars from the old days back at Fox, and we love Miss Janice, and it's a family here. And I had a chance to talk to her over the weekend, and it's tough, but she's a tough lady, that one, and she's going to get through it.
She's Kofsky is a conservative, so no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'll tell you, though, regarding term limits, you know, I told Grace this earlier when I called in, but, you know, in the private sector, we have a thing called annual reviews and performance reviews for, you know, our performance. We need to start having that as well as term limits for our U.S. senators and our members of the House of Representatives. I feel like if we had something like that where they were being held accountable, we would see a lot more results and a lot less, you know, irresponsible spending. You need to basically have a simple election where meeting expectations or not meeting expectations. If they're not meeting expectations, you put them on a 60-day PIP. If they don't meet the expectations, they're out, and you find somebody else. That simple.
Well, there you go. Connor, but the problem is in the federal government, they don't do that. I mean, once you get in, you're in. It doesn't matter how lousy of a job you do. Look at Monica Lewinsky.
Exactly. It's all about the hacks up there. But, you know, maybe if we started having simple solutions like that and we just started really draining the swamp, you know, we would see our spending be more responsible and we'd actually see results that the American people agree with.
If Trump runs, Connor, I want him to follow through on some promises. One of them is to abolish the Department of Education. He's got to do that. And then fire as many bureaucrats as he can possibly fire during his time in office. If he does nothing else than that, I will be a happy camper.
And when he gets in there, he will do that because he's not Joe Biden. He will get results as he did in his last term. If it wasn't stolen from him this last time around, our country would be in a much better place than it is right now.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Connor, we're going to leave it there. Good thoughts as always. You be good up there. Watch your back in Harvard Town. Mary says, I have a question writing on our live stream over at Facebook. Todd, who will the IRS be hiring? Antifa? Oh, Mary went there, didn't she? Well, could be, Mary. I mean, look, they've already got the hired goon squad out there. James says they better not step foot on anybody's property. They're going to feel a stinging sensation all of a sudden. All right, James. Let's go to Jim in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. He has a theory on why the IRS is stocking up. Jim, I'm all ears.
How you doing there, Todd?
Good, good.
Good. Great show. Great show all the time.
Thank you.
I did some research here. Under Title 26 of the U.S. Constitution, there's 2,200 at the moment, 2,200 IRS agents that are allowed to carry weapons. They're the ones in the criminal division. They do the money laundering, the big tax IRS investigations, the ones that do the criminal stuff. Now, I don't know how many they're planning on hiring, but they have 5,000 weapons in stock. That's what I heard earlier. So that's two weapons per individual, probably a pistol and a rifle, probably a Glock and an AR. And when the communist Democrats turn this country into a socialist, which is what I hope they don't do, I'm sure that they can swap them for the 443 Garrosh and an AK-47, which is probably going to make China and Russia very happy. But why all the ammo? I don't understand. Unless they're planning on hiring probably 10 or 11,000 of these for the criminal division.
Jim, my concern is that you're basically arming bureaucrats. They're building their own army. And to what point? Where is all of that going? And I'm with Monica. We have been, you know, I wrote my last book, Culture Jihad, and I told folks this is where we are going. And you're going to have a situation where it's not the U.S. military that's got more firepower. It's going to be the Internal Revenue Service.
I hope the rest of the country realizes this. It doesn't sound like they do.
I don't think they care.
This is the first time I heard of this.
Well, we're going to be talking about it more on this radio program. And Jim, you can tell your friends to tune in because we're going to do our best to warn everybody about what's coming. Jim, got to run. I am late for a break. Folks, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. I have to tell you about the big back-to-school sale over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Mike has incredible deals on all of his products, including those amazing MyPillows, the original MyPillows. You're going to be able to pick them up for a bargain price. MyPillows as low as $19.88. Got your kid going to college, get them a MyPillow six-piece towel set. Buy one, get one free. Only with my promo code, MyPillow.com/Starnes. Got to use my promo code, Starnes. All right, let's see if we can't get another call in real quick here. Jim, KYKN, Salem, Oregon. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Well, first, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to respond to your query a moment ago. You said, where are the pastors? Where are the churches? I wrote a book about 10 years ago addressing the progressive inroads into the church, and I talked about Soros. I talked about Peter Drucker and a lot of the church growth stuff that was taking people in another direction. And I wanted to tell you, when I was talking to somebody, a pastor, about that, he said something very telling to me. I asked him to read the book and give me his input, and he said, you know, everything you said in here is true. I know that's all happening. He said, I'm near retirement, and I don't want to jeopardize my entire retirement for my family. And I think if we'll just wait, we'll just preach the gospel, that this is going to move along. And I kept thinking of Martin Niemöller. He's the one that famously wrote in Nazi Germany before they finally took over. He said, first they came for the trade unionists. I didn't speak up. I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist. I didn't speak up. He said, finally, they came for me, and there was nobody here to speak up for me.
It's true.
And I think churches are naive if they think not engaging on this subject is the right answer, because they will come for the church. They are coming for the church. And I just felt compelled to call you and tell you,
Jim,
that, because I think you're spot on with this.
Jim, real quick, what's the name of your book?
It's called Fatal Drift, Is the Church Losing Its Anchor?
All right. Well, we're going to post a link to that on the live show blog. Grace will get on. Let's get that on there. Jim, appreciate the call. We got a skedaddle, and the computer's going to cut us off. Fatal Drift. That's the book that Jim wrote. And, Jim, you give us a call back. I want to have a conversation about this. It's an important one. We got to get everybody engaged in fighting for our country. All right. Hang tight. Hour 3 coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Grace Baker, I had to go to Kroger over the weekend, and I was out in the suburbs of Memphis, Collierville.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great place. It's a Cajun kind of like butcher shop, and they do great food.
Oh, I'll have to try it out.
So I was going down there, Thomas Seafood, or I think that's the name of it, Thomas Seafood. Anyway, it's down Poplar. You know where that is.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm heading back, and I had to go pull into the Kroger on Houston Levee Road. So I pull in, and I run right smack into the middle of a carjacking.
Oh, my.
It was insane. Crime is off the charts here. And so now the criminals, the thugs and little thuglings, are all over, like, they love carjacking. And they'll shoot you. And that's the problem when you've got the 10 and 11-year-olds that are carjacking, which, by the way, they are. There was a ring they broke up, 14 people, and seven of them were under the age of 18.
That's insane.
And they were, like, the youngest was 10 years old.
Mm-mm.
And you can't, you know, when you got a 10-year-old pointing a gun at you,
yeah,
you can't really talk common sense to the kid.
No.
Right? So if you're going to get carjacked, it needs to be somebody older. But anyway, over the weekend, by the way, they had they had another carjacking with two 16-year-olds. The owner of the car goes out there, sees what's happening, shoots one of the 16-year-olds in the arm, and he got arrested.
Wait,
aggravated assault.
The victim. Lovely.
So anyway, I pull in and I'm talking to the Kroger clerk, and she was like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
The poor lady. So the woman was just getting gas. Carjackers, the thugs show up. Guess what they were driving?
Oh, a Mustang?
Yeah. They were driving a Mustang.
Oh, wow.
And so they pull out. they grab the, and so they slam her poor hand into the car door, and like, oh my, I gotta say, break her hand. She was in the ambulance. And cops are looking for them. So it's just crazy.
Already when you're getting gas now, it's such an ordeal how expensive it is. And then you got to worry for your life.
Over the weekend, they had the a barbecue joint got held up. And then a Waffle House. So,
oh, no, the Waffle Houses.
I don't have any sympathy because, you know, everybody's packing heat illegally in the Waffle House.
This is
so
true.
So somebody should have at least put down the spatula, called out the gun, and taken out the bad guy.
Sorry, leave those eggs on the grill. You're getting fried eggs today.
That's it. I'm just saying, you know, everybody knows something always goes down at the Waffle House. So this, folks, just pray for us. We're going to have to, like, get fortifications here at the bunker. Unbelievable. All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Hour 3. Welcome. We're broadcasting from Mogadishu on the Mississippi. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jordan Pratt from First Liberty Institute. Jordan, hope you're doing better than we are today.
Sounds like it. Thanks for having me on.
It's a war zone here. All right. Jordan, we have you on to talk about a great, great news update. Last week we were telling people about this story in San Diego, the Symphony Orchestra Association. And they had turned down a church from doing a Christmas event because it was a religious organization. Give us the backstory, and then we'll give people the update.
Sure. So the backstory is our client is called Awaken Church. They're a very large church. They have a big hub in San Diego. And they have a very sophisticated theater program at their church. And every year they host what they call a Night of Christmas, which presents the Christmas story. With professional level acting and singing. And it's usually very well attended. You know, we're talking, you know, a very large venue is needed to host this event. And, our client was searching around for a venue and found something called the Rady Shell, which is, a waterfront outdoor facility, that is operated by the symphony, but it's in the middle of a park and it's open for rent. It's a theater that's, you know, held out to members of the public as a place where, you know, there can be concerts or things like that. And they sent a request to rent the space for December. And they were told initially that the weekend that they were targeting would work and that they were, you know, getting ready to, you know, have a contract drafted up and all of that sort of thing. And the discussion was proceeding, you know, pretty normally. And then, you know, there was sort of a period of a couple of weeks where they didn't hear back. And then finally they got a response that said, well, actually, we've realized now that you're a religious organization, and therefore we can't rent to you. But the positive update that I'm here to share today is that after we sent a letter explaining that, refusing to rent a place of public accommodation on the basis of religion violates both, the Civil Rights Act, the Federal Civil Rights Act, and California's Civil Rights Act, we've now gotten a favorable response back from the Rady Shell, from the Symphony, and they have indicated that they are willing to work with our client to find a date for December. So we're hopeful that our client is going to be able to present their Night of Christmas.
Well, I just think this is terrific news, and one of the things I love about you guys at First Liberty, you're not spiteful people. You just want them to do the right thing, and sometimes it takes a little bit of poking and prodding, but you guys poked and prodded, and there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they responded very quickly to their credit. I think it was a few days, maybe three. And we're looking forward to working toward a resolution.
You know, when you look at these kinds of stories in Jordan, we've been covering First Liberty for decades here on this radio program. I think the lesson here is that for so many people of faith, maybe they're unwilling or they just don't feel comfortable complaining or going and letting somebody know that something like this has happened. But it's important because when you do speak out, you can right a wrong.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. I mean, the response that we got, it was an email response that our client got initially, you know, the unfavorable response. And it said, we can't rent to you or any other religious organizations. And I think the message is, you know, when we respectfully speak out and you know, clarify, legal obligations and assert our rights, it provides cover and protection for other people that may be in the same boat. So I don't know if, you know, other churches or synagogues or anybody else had asked to rent this venue. But, you know, I think that this is going to provide some, you know, a layer of protection for folks who might be in the same boat. And, you know, if our client hadn't, been willing to stick up and just to, you know, send a letter, then who knows? You know, other folks could have suffered the same, sort of illegal treatment. So I think that's a good thing to bring up.
Well done. And folks, First Liberty, they don't charge these churches. They don't charge their clients any money. It's all done pro bono. And if you would like to find out ways that you could help First Liberty, maybe give a donation or something of that nature, we've got a direct link over on our live show blog, and you can go and check out all the great work they're doing. Jordan, congratulations, and we appreciate you sharing some good news today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
All right. There you go. Jordan Pratt with First Liberty Institute. The story already up over at toddstarns.com, and you can read more details about that. So there is a story out of Washington State, and we're going to play some audio for you. It's a bit lengthy, but you need to hear this. There's an 80-year-old woman. She has been going to the YMCA for 40-some-odd years. And the other day, she was in the shower. And you know these YMCAs, they're not real big on privacy. It's like, you know, they have the open shower, so you go in there, get buck naked, and you got to, you know, lather up with people right next to you. So anyway, the poor lady's in there. She's getting lathered up after her swim. And she looks over, and she sees a man in a women's bathing suit. And she immediately, the poor lady, she's nude, and she's got this guy in the locker room, and she's saying, wait, and she asked him point blank, do you have a man private part? I mean, I'm not going to get into the specifics here, but Grace, are you okay?
I'm holding your head. I'm blushing.
I feel bad for the lady. So she goes to complain, and then she's the one that gets banned from the YMCA.
Again, the victim.
It makes no sense. There is nothing Christian about the YMCA these days, people. So anyway, she went to the city council. Her name is Julie Jamin. She's 80 years old. She's a grandma, and here's what she had to say.
Approach the podium, state your name and where you live for the record.
My name is Juan. I'm on the Quinbrook Peninsula, and I'm here because I had an experience that you need to know. I have sent it to you all in detail. In an effort by the city and the YMCA to apply the neocultural gender rules at Mountain View Pool dressing shower room facilities, women and children are being put at risk. My experience while showering after my swim was hearing a man's voice in the women's dressing area.
Hello.
And seeing a man in a women's swimsuit watching little girls pull down their bathing suits in order to use the toilets in the dressing room. I reacted by telling him to leave, and the consequence is that I have been banned from the pool. There is no signage informing women the shower room is now all gender and what that means. Nor have parents been informed of what they can expect with these new policies. The Y has not provided any dressing shower room options for women who do not want to be exposed to men who identify as women. It is unconscionable that the YMCA would instigate these new policies without clearly informing pool patrons and parents. Although in 2021, the Y reported that they were adding family and all-gender dressing and bathing areas, they've not done that. Instead, they've usurped the binary designations and turned the facilities into all-gender with no choices. The staff seems to have received little professional training on how to handle reactions to such a radical cultural change, particularly for the most vulnerable. Older female patrons and children who may be exposed to inappropriate behavior. The dignity and safety of unsuspecting women who have trusted to use these facilities for many years. This is not right. The YMCA, the city, the police and sheriffs, the parents, the professionals who assist victims of voyeurism, peeping toms, pedophilia, and assault need to come together to figure out how to make the new policies work for all pool patrons, not just one group. how to keep children who are less able to discriminate safe. It is ironic that women who discriminate when a situation threatens their safety or their children, a message from our ancestors, are now accused of discrimination as if they have made someone else a victim. We need to do much more intelligent and wise about applying the rules and developing policies that are respectful and inclusive. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Wow. All the people applauding there. This is Washington State where this is happening. And the woman's apparently a Democrat. I mean, look, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. You're a biological female and something like that happens and you face something like that in the YMCA of all places. And what she did not say is that the staff threatened to call the police on her. They accused her of a hate crime because she pointed out that the dude in the women's bathroom wearing the women's swimsuit had a man part. And they said that was a hate crime. They were going to call the cops. You know what she did? She called the cops. And they filed a report and they're investigating. The YMCA people. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about some incredibly refreshing iced tea? It's called Life Change Tea, and they're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Why not make a commitment to feel your best this summer? I did, and I feel great. Life Change Tea, it's amazing. It's natural. It's a gentle cleanse, and you can drink some every single day. It comes with the right combo of 12 herbs, three delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. Life Change Tea is made right here in the USA, and it's super easy to use. Just brew up a big jug, and man, you're set for the whole week. Use the discount code TOD10 over at GetTheTea.com today to order yours. That's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Use my promo code. They're going to give you $10 off. That's in addition to the buy three, get one free sale, and they're going to throw in free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code TOD and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. We have some photos up of the big CPAC event. You know, it was a lot of fun. Normally, they have me do a speech, you know, 5-10 minutes, and it's fun, it's fine. But I really enjoyed the new assignment. It was about an hour-long session, and basically, I was kind of like a Johnny Carson. And interviewing, they had different panels, and we started out with the great governor of Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, and we had a good 15-minute conversation about how he is the most pro-life governor in the entire nation. Great interview. Then we talked to the Moms for Liberty group and talking about schools and CRT, taking back your schools. And then we wrapped it up with a great panel of Father Frank Pavone. You had Jack Brewer, the NFL player, and it was a lot of fun. As we talked about why faith still matters. So great conversations. Great to see so many of you over at CPAC. And I just can't say enough good stuff about Matt Schlapp. Hey, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to David in Central Arkansas. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
I want to discuss a little bit about the term limits. The thing is, I used to be really heavily involved in the Tea Party, and long story short, once all those Tea Party folks got to Washington, it wasn't 2 years, and they were all assimilated into Washington, D.C. habits and lifestyle. Money talks, and like I said, a lot of people were, they went to Washington, D.C. with good intentions, but once they got there, they got immersed in that whole business up there, and they become just like the ones that are already up there.
They got stuck in the swamp, didn't they, David?
They did, and you know, people talk about term limits. That will never happen because politicians are not going to vote for themselves out of office, and they're not going to vote to end their career. Many times these politicians go to Washington, D.C., fairly broke, and then they leave millionaires. I wonder how that is.
You know, those are the investigations I'd like for the IRS to take a look at, but they're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, you're speaking about IRS. Something came to mind this morning.
Real quick.
Over in Europe, the people over there have about had enough of it, I think in England, but they're not going to pay their energy bills anymore. And I think that if the IRS does what they may well do, I think people just start stop paying their taxes.
Well, there you go. Hey, David, good call. Got to run here, folks. 844-747-8868. Oh, you're not going to believe what the mayor of New York City is up to. You're going to love this one. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back, everybody. I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan. By the way, Grace, have you been to Vegas?
No, never been to Vegas.
You've never? So I know that you have your family listens to the show. All right. So are you like saying that because they're listening to the show?
No, I've never been to Vegas.
So you've never been to Vegas?
No.
See, I know Kyle has. He's been a time or two.
I've never been to Vegas. Never been.
We try not to talk about that at the family gatherings.
Oh, God.
So keep that on the down low.
I've only seen the movies with Vegas. That's
That's pretty much, I would say the movie version is probably tamer than what actually goes down in Vegas.
I believe it.
Anyway, all that to say, I went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, and I think he may have several, but I went to the one where's the fish and chips.
Was it any good?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Nice.
And I'm not a big pea person, you know, the little the green peas, not a big fan.
Me neither.
He had this kind of puree thing going down, and it was unbelievable.
Really?
It was delicious. The whole thing, the fish, the chips, the puree.
Was the service impeccable?
Impeccable
Everything has
service.
To be.
It was one of the best restaurants I've gone to.
I mean, I feel like if it wasn't a near perfect experience, people would be writing about it and like yelling at him because that's what he does to other people.
Oh, yeah. And in very unflattering terms.
Yes.
But no, the whole experience, and it was not pretentious at all. It was just a good place. So anyway, by the way, so I'm leaving. I'm getting off on a slight tangent.
That's okay.
So I left the restaurant, and it's right off of the floor of the casino floor. And I'm walking by, and there's a guy, and he's in one of those motorized scooters, and they're all over the place.
Oh, no.
And this guy looked to be about 350, 400 pounds. He is a big one. And he was slumped in the scooter.
Was he breathing?
It was parked right up in front of a slot machine. And he had a cigarette dangling from the corner of his mouth. And he was in a zombie state.
Okay,
he was putting the money in and pulling the lever and just he was breathing. But it kind of took me by surprise and I thought, wow, that is symbolic of the entire country right now.
Dang.
I mean, just unbelievable.
Fair enough.
So anyway, back to Gordon Ramsay. All right, so anyway, but it was a great meal. Anyway, Gordon Ramsay is catching a whole lot of you-know-what. Do we have this audio? All right, so Gordon Ramsay, there was a TikTok video posted, and he's getting ready to cook lamb. And so to cook lamb, you have to go and pick out the little lamb. So let's take a listen. This is Gordon Ramsay picking out a lamb.
I'm going to eat you. Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You. Oven time.
My heart.
Oven time.
Now, listen, full disclosure, Lamb is delicious. I'm not going to lie. I've eaten lamb. It's delicious. But I don't want to, like, see the process. I don't want to see them picking out the cute little lamb. I just don't want to see it. I just want to see it on my plate already cooked.
So 9 million people have already seen this on TikTok, and people are going nuts. They're horrified. All these little youngsters, these urchins. And so here's what one person wrote. What a classless, out-of-touch, and heartless way to treat another sentient being. Okay, it's a lamb, dude. It's a lamb. Do you think that grown men should be teaching children on TikTok that animal abuse is funny? Okay, it's not animal abuse. We're supposed to eat them. That's why God put them here. We make clothes, and then we eat them. That's the whole point of a lamb. They have no other purpose, right?
Oh.
You get out the scissors or the razors or whatever, and you shave them, and you make a nice, thick sweater, and then you eat them.
They clothe us?
It's in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. Another person joins in. Oh, this was a dude. Those are babies. Literal babies. This is not normal behavior. It's not funny. It's not entertaining. And if you think animals don't understand us, look how scared they are when he gets in the pen. They didn't look all that scared. I mean, it's like they came running to him like, pick me, pick me.
I'm the best.
I'm juicy. I'm tasty.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't, what are they, here's, they genuinely don't understand how that rack of lamb shows up on the table?
I just don't think about it.
Do they not know what it looked like before it went in the oven? So anyway, people are just fired up about this. They're so angry, and they're wanting Gordon Ramsay to be punished.
For what?
Do they not understand how a hamburger is made? Do they not understand the whole point of the Chick-fil-A cow advertisements, eat more chicken? Do they not understand why the cows are up there on the billboards risking their hooves, writing in illegible, illiterate language, eat more chicken? Do they not understand why?
They're trying to protect themselves from the Gordon Ramsays of the world.
Do they not understand what farm-to-table means? Right?
Yeah, because that's what we want, right?
Because all these people complaining are the farm-to-table. I only eat organic.
Farm-to-table.
Oh, by the way, so one of our staffers had a birthday, so we went to one of these restaurants in Memphis. I'm not going to name. It was a fine meal. It was a great meal. But I noticed they have a gluten-free menu, but you're not allowed to say that anymore.
What do you say?
You can't say gluten-free. That's offensive.
What are you supposed to say?
Gluten sensitive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for the love
of macaroni and
cheese.
They actually are two different things, but it's okay.
You know.
They are two different things.
What did the world do for the past however many thousand years? What, 2,000 years?
Hey, that's a whole other discussion. We need to blame the food manufacturers for that one. They're putting stuff in our food that's making us all sick, but that's a whole other tangent.
So representatives for Gordon Ramsay did not immediately respond to a request. I wish he would have. I hope that he comes out on MasterChef. And I love that show, by the way. Come out. Hell's
good.
Kitchen. Awesome.
It's good.
Come out and just, you know what, Gordon Ramsay? Come on my radio program.
That would be awesome. I would love to book him for your radio show.
We may have to get the dump button, maybe just, you know.
Just have extended. It on reserve.
Yeah, just like a 50-second, just, you know. It's mind-boggling that people don't know where their food comes from.
I think they know. They just don't want to think about it. Most of these kids have never worked on a farm a day in their life, so neither have I.
They probably think the chocolate milk comes from black cows.
No comment.
And the white milk comes from the white cows. And the strawberry, where the strawberry milk comes from. I'm not a big fan of that.
Almond milk.
Oh, don't even get me started on the almond milk.
What about the oat milk?
But seriously, I mean, you would think these people, you know, they really think that milk actually comes from a carton. These people are morons.
Yeah, we're teaching them pronouns instead of things that are how they're actually made. What's the lamb's pronouns?
Good.
There you go.
That's the pronoun.
Tasty and yummy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, honestly, what Gordon Ramsay should have done is brought children in so that they could have learned something useful with their lives.
Yeah.
Because when the economy blows up and the socialists take over and that's, you know, the grocery stores are empty, that's what we're going to have to do.
Make your own food.
You know who the most popular people in the school are going to be? It's not the quarterbacks on the football team. No. It's the kids in the future farmers of America, yeah. The FFA. They're going to be like the rock stars because they're going to be the only people that know how to, you know, slaughter a pig.
The cheerleaders are going to be like ditching the football guys and going, the jocks, you know, and going for the, oh, look at him. He knows how to skin a kid.
Ooh, I like your overalls. Thank you. Yeah, it's true.
Your plaid button down.
Well, what's the country? What's the, there's a great song, country. I think it's Kenny Chesney.
It's country music. I have no idea.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, you know, it's all right.
I know the Big Green Tractor song.
Well, there you go. All right. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. So hang in there, Gordon Ramsay. Don't go vegan on us. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's get to the phones here. Salem, Oregon, Greg, listening to us on the great KYKN. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, anyway, I got to meet you at the picnic here a couple weeks ago and got your book, and you were gracious enough to sign it, and I got to take a picture with you, which was great. But my point is, with all the reaction that these liberals are having over where lamb actually comes from, and they're horrified because it's a baby. I wonder what they would think if they actually got to see what it's like when you actually abort and kill a real baby, and what an eye-opener that might be for them, you know, exposing the hypocrisy that they are.
Greg, it is a terrific point you make, and the reality is, and this is very sad, but people on the left would be more concerned about a little baby kitten or a baby lamb than they would an unborn baby, which they don't consider to be, you know, worth saving. So in their instance, you know, baby animal lives matter. Baby human lives do not matter. It's sad.
Right.
Greg.
Yeah. If they actually saw the picture, and if it would be terrible to show, but if you actually saw that picture, it would be interesting to watch them wallow in their own hypocrisy.
Well, and that's what it is. Greg, that was a great event. It was so great to meet you, and thank you for coming out. Well, that was it was a fun night there in Salem, Oregon.
Well, we need a lot more of it, and there's a lot of very good people here, and unfortunately the state is run by a couple counties, and of course the media is no help out here, so we've got our hands full.
Well, you guys have a great radio station, KYKN, and they're broadcasting the truth all over the place, so you know, just keep supporting them and keep inviting folks to listen, and who knows, we might be able to convert a leftist or two. You never know. I believe in miracles.
All right, Greg, take care. You got it.
Good folks out there. Good folks, just really dedicated to, you know, fighting for conservative causes out there. Hey, let's go to Georgia, WDUN. David, I understand you have an egg story.
Oh yeah, I was raised on a farm, and I heard your little stab at the people who are squeamish and show lack of knowledge. I thought it's time to tell you what I do all the time. I'm a disabled veteran. I spend all my up and hours in a wheelchair, and I always, when I go back in front of the egg area, if there's a young lady there stocking eggs and sorting and all this, I just cruise and I say, did y'all get any rooster eggs in? And they'll sit there and go all the way through the rack and say, well, let me go ask the manager, and she will actually leave the showroom. And I, of course, she came back one day. She says, he said, is that that guy in that wheelchair that asked you that? I said, but I just to talk to you, and I enjoy your book, and I've recommended it to friends, and it's just wonderful to have around. And when you're 81, and when you're old, now I can read it again and find stuff I forgot I read. But anyway,
David, that's great stuff. That is a great story. Of course, these days, you know, with everybody identifying, I mean, you never know. I mean, maybe a rooster, you know, self-identifies and pops out an egg. You never know these days.
Well, that's what I've always thought. You know, why not, right? He's got the parts. Mostly. Anyway, who said that?
Transgender chickens. Who knew?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, David, you give us a call back. I like the way you think there.
I listen all the time. I certainly enjoy your show.
Well, you're kind. All right. Thank you for calling in, David. Let's go to Mississippi. Ernest is on the line, WPMO, our great affiliate down in Pascagoula. Ernest, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? I'll get right to it. I know there's a lot of hoopla about, you know, when the Republicans, if they take everything back. I went to Republican because I know that, you know, it's not worth going with the Democrats, but even when the Republicans are in charge, they don't do what they need to do. My question to you, and I listen to you off air, all these bills that Democrats are getting through, like this one they just passed, is there such a policy in political terms, or can they rescind or take back some of these bills that are passing if the Republicans are in charge and if they want to do it at all? And I listen to you off the air. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that question, Ernest. It would be next to impossible. They would have to have veto-proof majorities in the Senate and the House, and they don't have those. So it's a moot point. It's a great question, though. I will say this, that this is why the Republicans are going to need the White House in 2024, and they're going to need to be able to control both houses of Congress so they can reverse all of this. And we'll see how that goes. Appreciate the call, Ernest. This just happened. President Biden is in Kentucky, and he was sitting down for an interview with the governor, and here's what happened.
May I say something?
You're the president.
I still have to ask permission. Couldn't decide.
Wow. So what the president said there is a little hard to hear. The president said, may I ask a question? And the governor says, well, you're the president. You can ask whatever you want. And then President Biden comes back and says, well, I still have to ask permission. From who? Who? Why isn't the White House press corps asking these kinds of questions? Why aren't they doing that? It's beyond me that they refuse to address the very clear fact that Joe Biden is not in control of his faculties. He's not in control of the White House. He doesn't even know that he's president of the United States. But somebody does. But they don't want to talk about that. And I think we all know the reason why. We're going to get into more of that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Jalen Rose over at ESPN says we got to stop calling Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore. He's mounting a charge against that. Governor Kristi Noem fighting back, and we're going to get into that story tomorrow. There's so much stuff going on today here, folks. And I also want to get to some of my CPAC panel discussions, which were just off the charts. Just some really good information coming from our guest. And our good friend Ed Henry, former colleague over at Fox News, is saying that Fox has been trying to get rid of Trump. And so they're trying to marginalize Donald Trump. And he's got some inside info on that. And we'll get to that as well tomorrow. Also, now is a great time to head over to the website. We have an incredible special going on over at the Todd Stern store, including discount prices on all of our books. The most recent one, now a bestseller, our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. If you don't have a copy of this, and a lot of you folks have been sending in notes, thank you for that. Get yourself a copy. You're going to love it. You're going to laugh, going to tear up a little bit, and you're going to learn lots. All right, ToddStearns.com. Get out there, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.